We had a moment of silence in our own newsroom this morning, so this is just being felt across the industry. Well, in California, while firefighters try to contain a number of wildfires this summer, fire investigators have found the state's largest utility was at fault for two of the most destructive fires that swept through Northern California last year. In all, the October fires killed 44 people and destroyed thousands of homes. The investigators still haven't said what caused the biggest and deadliest of the blazes, but the utility PG&E has already set aside $2.5 billion this quarter alone to prepare for the possibility that it ultimately could face billions more in fines. There are now questions about what will happen to PG&E, questions that are already starting to play out in courtrooms and at the state capitol. Marisa Lagos from member station KQED reports.
Even last fall, when the fires were still raging, 911 and dispatch calls showed that PG&E's electrical equipment clearly played a role.
Sparks, fire, people are running down the street.
Okay.
A transformer blew, a PG&E transformer.
What's on fire?
It looks like a house is on fire at the end.
Almost immediately, survivors and local governments began filing lawsuits, 200 in all, blaming PG&E for the blazes. The utility has responded with a public campaign, arguing that climate change and drought are really at fault. Here's PG&E CEO Geisha Williams on a recent call with investors.
There is growing evidence that these wildfires may become more destructive in future years, and we must adapt.
PG&E officials say this isn't just about last year's fires, but about the long-term survival of utility companies. Williams and others are warning that as climate change makes disasters more extreme, state laws need to adapt as well, or PG&E could face bankruptcy. Historically, state regulators have forced utilities to pay for damage caused by negligence, not by passing those costs onto ratepayers. This happened last year in a Southern California case. So the utility has been lobbying, to the tune of $500,000 in the first quarter of this year, for legislation that critics say would let PG&E shareholders off the hook when the utility's negligence causes damage, and leave ratepayers with the bill. Mark Toney heads up the consumer advocacy group TURN. He says the bill would simply require PG&E to create a safety plan.
Let's say to cut down 10,000 trees, and as long as they cut down 10,000 trees, then even if there was negligence, they would be off the hook. You and I would have to pay even when PG&E is negligent.
But State Senator Bill Dodd defends his legislation. He represents areas impacted by the fires and says the bill is simply an effort to prevent future fires by making sure that both utilities and state regulators are being proactive about safety and that state regulators can enforce those plans.
We need to have somebody looking out for us to make sure that, number one, they do what they say they do, and if they don't, that there are fines, big, big fines.
PG&E has also been publicly arguing for an even bigger change to a state law known as inverse condemnation. That law essentially says that since investor-owned utilities like PG&E have the right to access public and private property for their equipment, the utility has to pay for any property damage, even if they didn't do anything negligent. Attorney John Fisk sees efforts to change inverse condemnation as a cynical ploy.
There is a disconnect caused by hubris.
He's representing many of the local governments affected by these wildfires, who are suing PG&E.
They are trying to retain that right and that power, but trying to absolve themselves of the responsibility.
As of yet, state lawmakers have not made any move to change that legal principle. But there is concern, especially as fire investigators continue to find PG&E at fault, that it could happen as soon as this summer. One thing everyone can agree on? No one wants to see PG&E go bankrupt and have all these complicated questions about liability be decided by a bankruptcy judge. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.